What's going on, guys? It's Madman Plant. We are here at Smoke Busters at the Cowboy Cup. And remind me of your name again. I'm so sorry.
Guys, I'm untrained astronaut.
All right, I'm going to restart that. Untrained astronaut. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
What's going on, guys? It's Smoke Busters. It's Madman Plant here at the Cowboy Cup. Done tons of interviews, and I got the untrained astronaut with me. What's up, my dude?
What is up, guys? It's a pleasure to be here.
It is a pleasure to be here. Now, you were in Vegas with us as well and caught me in your promo video, which is awesome. Thank you very much.
I really appreciate that, man.
Yep. So you got a pretty cool story yourself through content creation and, you know, attending events and everything. What's your take on this whole Cowboy Cup?
Well, it's very cowboyish. I think the trophy is, in fact, a belt. Can you guys hear me better? It's pretty cowboyish. Earlier when I got into here, I seen so many fucking tractors. It was so odd. And then I discovered I was in the wrong building. In fact, it was the building over there. I don't know if you've been in there yet, but they have hella tractors. They are about that shit, let me tell you.
Is it like a tractor show or what is it?
Well, there is a lot of overalls, I can tell you that much.
We are in Oklahoma.
Let's say you got a tent like this. They've got that there, but for tractors. So it was definitely some tractory stuff going on there, guys. Just, yeah, steer clear of that place.
Very cool then. So yeah. Tell me a little bit about Untrained Astronaut. Why Untrained Astronaut?
Well, I love it. It's the most fitting name. I step into all of this without knowing what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I just jumped into the YouTube thing. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it my all and see where it goes from here, you know?
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, that's half the way people will make themselves is just, you know, wanting to do something and then it turns into something else, a snowball effect, and bam, you know, indeed. You got a great following.
It's just, the untrained though, it just goes so much further because everything I do, like remember when I was on my way here and I literally went the wrong direction for about an hour, I texted hashtag untrained after that. It's just the most fitting thing. It just, you know.
Well, it's the only way to get trained.
Dude, I don't want to be trained at this point, man. It is the best being untrained.
So tell me about your entity in the cannabis space. What do you do?
Well, I cultivate, I grow medical marijuana for my patients.
Very nice.
Yes, sir. I absolutely adore it. And it's become such a passion that I'm just obsessed. And I want to eventually, hopefully, actually, you know, be a really, really good grower, if not one of the best one day is what I strive to be. You got to have the high goals, you know what I mean? Shoot far and hopefully get somewhere in the area. Aim for a button, miss by a button. Aim for a shirt, miss by a shirt, you know what I mean?
Yep. So. And for you, what is the best? Like, what does that mean?
I'm pretty high. I forgot what we were talking about.
How you're going to become the best, one of the best growers.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not like a measure of best, I guess. I should really take the time to reword and elaborate what it is I mean by that. I just want to grow something unique. I want to grow something that is different out there. I want to find just, I don't know how to explain it. You know, I loaded my room with as many lights as I could feel comfortable with without it being a fire hazard. I got the 200 amp service, and that's actually just 5 Scorpion Diablos with the UV bars banging down with 16 AC Infinities on the walls, you know? Yeah. I'm really trying to get that like full on, full send room to get the fucking yield, you know, to see what I can do. Because the first grow I ever did was 8 pounds of the most beautiful weed I've ever seen in my life. And it was with the help of, you know, all the people who were teaching me in the community. It was with the help of these YouTubers that I'm, you know, just fucking talking to nowadays. Yep. I was at fucking MJ VizCon talking to these people like, yo, dude, it's weird right now. Like, I watch your videos. To me, mentally, you're somebody that I'm comfortable with and you have no fucking idea who I am. So this is just weird to you. You know what I mean?
That's funny.
But, yeah, you know. What about you? Tell me about yourself.
What do you want to know?
Well, a lot.
Let's go for it.
It's probably you're hiding it with the mask, so I'm not going to dip into that one. But you said you are really into the camera stuff, and I'm really learning this stuff, man. Like, what did you say that rig was called right there by chance?
That's the Sony HCX2, which just came out this year. It's a camcorder, so we use DSLRs as well, but camcorder is good for like your running gun because you don't need to switch lenses, you know, it goes like times 200. So it's a really good way to do podcasts and interviews because you have such a wide range, and when you're at an event like this and you need to go in and out, it's a pain in the ass to switch out lenses, especially if you're using like primes or wides or whatever like that. You know, you can really just dial it in by just zooming forward. I can go ahead and create the picture or the perfect format for what I want as far as the shot and everything.
Right.
That's also a live stream camera too, so you can live stream directly from it as well. So.
Oh, shit. Well, I asked because I know I'm going to go back and watch this later, and I wanted to know what you were using because that looks just so fucking neat. Man, yeah. It looks so professional. Mine's over here. It's all dinky looking.
I mean, you guys start somewhere. I mean, this is just one of our cameras. You should see our full rig build out. We use the Panasonic S2 Mark IIs, and they are awesome. I really love them. And they're a full format camera. They shoot 6K. Really, really good.
But how long have you been growing for now?
So I've been growing. What's up, K-Scott? I've been growing since November 2020. And since then, I've kind of really built the brand, pushed myself out there, and, you know, made a name for myself. You know, I started right before it became legal. That summer in July, they were going to vote whether it became legal. And thankfully, it did. So part of why I wear the mask was, you know, when it first started in 2020, it was illegal. So, you know, I didn't really want to out myself, you know, just like that on public TV.
You would have been shunned the rest of your life to stuff. It would have affected you.
But now I've tried to take off the mask and people love it so much.
It's iconic.
They want the mask on, you know, it's my staple now.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So many YouTubers who are out there don't realize just how important it is to be different from another person.
Yes.
I have sunglasses on indoors. That's not because I'm Joe fucking cool. That's because you're going to relate that with me every time you see this fellow with sunglasses and a hat on backwards. You know what I mean?
I like that.
And it's just that fucking, it's there. It really is too. That's the great part of it. It's so natural that I don't really have to think about it. You know what I mean? But to see me without it, be like, who's that fucking dude?
Well, yeah. And actually during MJ BizCon, I actually forgot my mask, but I still shot the interviews anyways. And I didn't like the way it looked. I was like, wait a minute, that's not me. That's.
I tried to show as much respect as possible. Now, a man who wears a mask is a man who wants to conceal his identity. And so whenever I got to the footage of you without it, I instantly was like, delete, delete, delete. And so, because what I did, I was like, who the fuck's this guy? And I zoomed in on the name badge all the way. And I'm like, oh, okay. Better just chop that out there.
Well, we have a funny program. If you do find me out in public, take a picture of me, do not post it, but send it to me privately. I can't know that you took the photo, so it has to be like in conversation or whatever, and we'll send you a free high jar as a thank you for the Where's Madman challenge. So at events, I take the mask off when I'm interacting, walking the ground floor, because I want to make that connection with people, because I'm not obviously hiding, because if I was hiding, I'd wear the mask all the time. But when we're on camera, stay true to my brand, stay true to my fans, and what you guys want and request, the mask stays. I love my mask. And I think it's great because person's like, you know, you're the only person when you post, I never miss your post because I just see the mask.
Dude, for and sure, I'm like, keep the yes. mask. It's so cool. It makes you very, very distinct. So yeah. Definitely stick with it, okay?
You know, and I've had some backlash in the past from it, but, you know, you just got to push past it and it becomes your brand. You know, this is what people know you for. It's so funny when I meet people and I introduce myself and they have to like take a second to like, Stefan, Madman Plant. Oh, you're Madman Plant. I've never seen you without the mask on before, right. You know? So.
Hi. Yeah, go for it. Of course.
See, again, people will take our picture and that's what the mask does, baby.
Hey, I want to give you a card. You seem like a nice
guy. What are you
doing? I do giveaways we're doing a podcast. At the end of every month. All right, I give away grow tents. I give away all sorts of stuff. Here, stand to the left a little bit. But yes, ma'am. So all you gotta do is comment on the what was it? The MJ BizCon video. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit of my shit out there too. What's that, huh? No, hell no. I'm in Kansas City. It's way better here. Yeah, I'm just kidding. KC is pretty cool sometimes. I'm just waiting on the Chiefs to message me back on that whole. My family likes you guys. Give me free shit.
That's funny. So that's pretty much who I am, you know. I do video for a living. I love cameras. I love editing, producing content. And, you know, that's pretty much it. I'm here to educate and help the community. You know, I really care about the community, and I want the community to have its best foot forward. So that's where all the time, the energy, and the passion goes into, you know, this right here. And, you know, here we are with our first vendor booth. We're hitting the road. Hope. About 10 states next month or next year, not month, I wish. Lots of cool stuff coming your way.
Dude, if you're going anything cool, let me know. I mean, I'll go out to anywhere. I don't care.
Dude,
I
get that'd be awesome. I hate going places by myself.
Well, dude, that would just be fun. I'm new to this whole, you know, YouTube thing, so that would only be beneficial for me, I would think.
Yeah, dude, and that's what it's all about, collaboration, getting together, helping each other out, figuring out where do we want to be in this whole realm of cannabis and, you know, industry and influence.
Hell yeah, dude. So, I'm actually glad you invited me out here.
Yeah, really, dude.
I walked around earlier. I bought a whole bunch of stuff from each stand, and I'm going to give it all away at the next live.
That's awesome, dude.
So, make sure you guys tune in.
Yeah, and mention that. How can people find you so we can wrap this up?
Who, me? It's Untrained Astronaut. You can find me on YouTube as Untrained Astronaut. TikTok is The Untrained Astronaut. Instagram, Untrained Astronaut. That's right. You heard me. That's what it'd be.
Yep, and we'll see you guys on the next most... I got messed up. On the next Smoke Busters. We'll
see you soon. It's 420 somewhere.